Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Paul draws a picture of unity, which should exist inside the church if it is to fulfill its proper function. A body is healthy and efficient only when each part is functioning properly. The eye sees, the ear hears, the nose smells, the hands touch. We need each other. There should be no schism, division, or dissension in a church. And I cannot overemphasize, there are no unimportant parts or members of the body. Amen, preacher. And I picked on Daniel last week, and he's still my friend. I saw him at the car wash this week. We had a good conversation, so he's not mad at me. But I picked on him about, well, I'm just a church member. I just sit on the pew. I have no purpose in the church. We all have purpose in this church, in this body of Christ, whether it's Daniel Johnson or Walt Lanier or Danny Jones or Florence George, Bobby, whoever it is, there are no unimportant members. None. Verse number 26. Well, let me finish this. But that the members should have the same care for another. We ought to respect each other. Everyone has a part, a function in the body, and without it, we are not complete. When it says that we should have the same care for one another, we can take that, we can really run with that. In other words, we're not to pick and choose. Have the same care. Well, this guy's important in the church, but she, well, you know, what, she ain't really. But we're to have the same care, the same love, no matter what function you place in the body, no matter where God has put you, as it pleased him. Remember, that's the key. Not as it pleases us, but as it pleases him, that we should have the same care one for another. It's that unity in the body. All right, now, verse number 26. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer. The body has such a close relationship to each other that what happens to one affects all the other parts of the body. And I have an example here. My jaw last week, right here. Remember, it was infected, and it affected not just my jaw, but like I had a toothache. And all this is hurting. And when you're hurting here, you're hurting all over. Your whole body is affected because of the infection. And so that's what he's saying. When one member suffers, that whole body suffers. So we're all in this together. In other words, we need to sympathize with each other. When they hurt, we should hurt with them. That's what he's talking about. We not only care for them, but when they suffer, we're right along beside them, encouraging them, and weep with them that weep, rejoice with them that rejoice. And he talks about that next part. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice. Now, here's the ironic thing about this, because we're human beings and we have this depraved nature. I believe it's easier for us to sympathize with somebody who's hurting, put their arms around them. I love you when they're hurting, they've lost a loved one, or something has affected their life. And we tend to hover about them and care for them and pray for them. And if you use that sympathize, then we suffer along with them. But when somebody's honored, in other words, the word honored means that literally something great happens to them and they're honored, we're to rejoice with them. But sometimes that's difficult for believers, or even unbelievers, but especially believers, because we're wondering, why did it happen to him and not me? It's easy sometimes to sympathize, but it's sometimes hard to rejoice. Great things are happening in their life. Lord, why great things are happening to them? But me? What am I, a chopped liver? You know, that we get that mentality. But yet, when they rejoice, when they're honored, great things happen in their life. Do you know we ought to rejoice right along with them? Amen. And not be jealous or envious and, well, that just ain't fair. Man, rejoice. Great things are happening in their life. But sometimes, again, I want to reiterate, it's hard for us. Because in this flesh, Andy's a good-looking man. Why can't I look like him? Why you create me this way? You know what I'm saying, you know? Or something, right? I have some kind of defect. No, God made you just the way he wanted you. When great things happen. Again, let me read this. I just love this verse. Again, it talks about the unity in the church, in the body of Christ. When one, whether one member suffer, we all suffer. Or if one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. We should be happy. By the way, are you happy this morning?
Yes.
It's so much easier to be happy when you're not hurting. I struggled a little bit last Sunday. I fought through it. You know, I was a real trooper, but I was hurting, you know, like having a toothache and, yeah, it's throbbing and all. It's hard to rejoice when you get that going on in your mouth. But, you know, we're to rejoice all. How do you like my phone call the other day? If y'all even remember it. Talk about rejoice all, evermore. Give thanks in everything. Give thanks, rejoice, and pray without ceasing. The Bible did not say rejoice sometimes or pray when you feel like it. You know, or these other, remember, it's always. Even when you have a toothache or a jaw, you know we're still to rejoice. I was with somebody this past week, and they were complaining a little bit about their plight. Then they did like this. Literally did this. I'm sorry, preacher. There's a lot more people worse off than I am. We're to suffer when other members suffer. It literally means come along beside them. Love on them. And then when good things are happening, don't be jealous. Don't be envious. Rejoice with them. Praise the Lord. I'm so happy for you. Richard won the lottery. Praise the Lord. I'm joking. I know this is going out on the internet. I know he ain't won the lottery because we ain't got 10% of it and all. I'm just picking. I'm going to get phone calls about that. Preacher, would you take money from the lottery? A sideline, I would. The church would. Listen, what we could do with Richard when you win, I ain't telling you to play. But if you sneak one and you accidentally win, you know what the Lord could do with that money? Instead of you spending it all on your kids and they fight and fuss, give it to the Lord. Lay up your treasure. Where that came from, Danny, I have no clue. Let me move on. I'm going to get some calls from preachers about that now. Verse number 27. Now, ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Paul is driving home the fact, okay, that we, as members of Westwood Missionary Baptist Church, Westwood Missionary Baptist Church is the body of Christ here in this geographical location. And because of that, ye, Daniel and Judy and Melissa and the rest of, we are members of that body in particular. The word particular is an interesting word, particular. Individually, we make up that body of Christ. And the word particular actually means it stresses the importance you are. Is that good English, the importance? Yeah, the importance that you play in that body. In particular, we have need of Robert. I needed him yesterday. We throwed 8 pallets of sod in 1 hour. I needed him. And the rest of the, we had 14 guys out there throwing sod in 1 hour. I'm telling you, we needed them, members in particular, even Ronnie. But I got on to Ronnie, he threw a couple pieces of sod, and he came over and he started talking to me. I said, Ronnie, that sod ain't coming off that pallet with you talking. He went back, started throwing some more sod. But anyway, members in particular, you have an important part in Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. And that's what he's driving home, that point. Don't miss that word, in particular, okay? Now, Paul is making his application. Each member is part of the body. The church is the whole, as the body, and the members make up that part. In particular, they make up the whole.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.